Good morning. Pastor Heaton here with you on this Sunday morning Bible Baptist Hour, brought to you by Bible Baptist Church in Lupton, Michigan. On the east side of the road when you come into town, no matter which way you come in, north or south, we're on the east side, right across the street. On the west side is our parking lot. And we encourage you to be in church today, whether you're in our church or someone's church. You need to be in church under the preaching of the gospel. You need to end the preaching of that book. Have that preacher hold the book up and say, "This is the word of God. It's what we believe. And believe it. Don't just say it." Well, anyways, the third part of our sermon and the last part, why did this happen? And I don't have an answer for you. I've had many a time in my nearly 50 years in the ministry where somebody looked at me and said, "Preacher, what am I going to do?" I don't know, trust God. That's all I can say. And that is weak, weak, weak. Sounds like it, but it isn't. It's actually the strongest part of what we can do. Our song today is "The God of the Impossible." I believe you'll enjoy the song. We'll be in John chapter 11, verse 14, by the way. Don't always get that text, but we have one today, John 11, 14. And the message will end. This will be the end of it for today. We'll start a new message next week. But when you get to the end, don't turn your radio off. Have your pencil and paper ready to write down the address so you can drop us a note and let us know you listen. Thank you very much. Now let's just listen to the song, "The God of the Impossible," and then why, the third part and final part of why did this happen.
I don't know how God hangs the world on nothing, or how he keeps the planets each in place. I cannot count the sands upon the seashore, nor can I count the stars that float in space. But God can do what seems impossible. God controls eternity. My mind may never comprehend it, but God in heaven cares for me. I don't know how the Lord can save a sinner, and by his grace can cleanse and set me free. I can't explain the mystery of Calvary, to think that Jesus died for even me. I don't know all the meaning of forever, or just how long it's been since time began. I can't explain how Christ, who is eternal, could come to earth and die for sinful man. But God can do what seems impossible. God controls eternity. My mind may never comprehend it, but God in heaven cares for me. But God can do what seems impossible. God controls eternity. My mind may never comprehend it, but God in heaven cares for me. But God in heaven cares for me.
Then said Jesus unto them plainly, "Lazarus is dead. Now watch, and I'm glad." Here's this man who's told you up here 9 verses before that he loved Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, his brother. And then he says, he's dead. And I'm glad for your sake that he's dead. Let me ask you a question. Your mama dies. Your daddy dies. Your son dies. Your daughter dies. Your husband dies. Your wife dies. Your grandma dies. And you come to me and say, Pastor, well, tell you, my wife died. I say, boy, I'm glad. Now, don't you know you'd go, you know, Pastor, you're about as uncaring as a buffalo in the middle of a china shop. As a matter of fact, if I told you that, not only would you cry and get mad, but you wouldn't have anything to do with me. You would probably pack your bags and leave this church and you'd go around the community telling everybody how uncaring the pastor is. He's glad that my mama died. He's glad that my daddy died. He's glad that my wife died. He's glad that my husband died. He's glad that my kid died. You see, your picture of Jesus Christ is about the same as the liberals. Some loving, lowly Galilean who walked around and never hurt anybody's feelings and never said anything to offend anybody and always did everything just right. He just told you he's glad somebody died. And the reason why you don't take it serious is because you know what he's going to do. You read the rest of the story. But if you'd have been there at that moment, don't you know as a disciple you'd have went, what did he say? Did he say just what I thought he said? He said, Lazarus is dead and he's glad he's dead for our sake? Why our sake? What about Mary and Martha? How do you think they feel? Remind me never to tell Jesus anything. Look at verse 20. And Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. Now, you're going to have to deal with me for here just a little bit, but let me tell you this. Every action has its own reward. Every action has its own reward. Everything that I say, everything that I do, has its own reward. Are you following me here now? You will in a minute. If you're not now, you will in a minute. Everything you do, everything you say, has its own reward. Martha went to Jesus and says, look at verse 21, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. If I were a capable physician, capable of taking care of any need that you had, and you sent word to me, Dr. Heaton, come immediately. We need you. So-and-so is sick. And I took 2 days to get there. And when I showed up and you came out to meet me, what do you think you would say? I mean, outside of the words that we shouldn't hear. What do you think you'd say? Some of you would say, where were you? Where were you, Doc? If you'd have been here, this wouldn't have happened. Where was you? You off to the zoo or something? What was you doing? You should have been here. Now, understand a minute. I don't think that Martha came out there with a fist in the air, but I think when she came out there, there was a little bit in her voice that said, Lord, if you'd have been here, my brother would not have died. Jesus doesn't even reply like, I'm sorry. Look, I told them guys I'm glad I didn't tell you that. He doesn't do that. He gives her a strange reply. Really kind of strange. She says, I know that you're going to ask God, and whatever you ask him, he'll do it. And Jesus doesn't say, you know, you're right. Boy, lady, I'm going to tell you what, you've been reading the book. He didn't say that, did he? He said, thy brother shall rise again. Isn't that hope? Isn't that hope? Isn't that hope? Sure, it's hope. That's not what she wanted. She wanted her brother back here sitting by her in the chair eating dinner with him. She knew about the last resurrection. Read it. She knew about that. That's not what she wanted. She said, if you'd have been here, he wouldn't be dead. She says, now I'm going to tell you something else I know, because I've been reading my King James Bible. I know this. I know that whatever you ask God, He'll do it. I know that. Jesus said, your brother's going to rise again. Well, he's the strange one, isn't he? I mean, he'll never answer you the way you expect. But see, trouble is, he knows the inside of you. And he knows what's going on. Now, let me say this. Martha believed in the resurrection, the power of God, that God was able to do anything. She was fundamental in her belief that what God wants to do, he can do it now if he wants to. But I want you to notice that she didn't get the reaction from the crowd or the Lord. All she got was conversation. And I want to tell you what happened. Sitting in this church today and standing in this pulpit are people who we know all the fundamentals, we know all the doctrines, and we know all the answers, but we just never get any reaction. But we know it all. And we know how God should do things. And we know that God can do it anytime He wants to. And we know He can do it anyhow He wants to. But how come you don't do it when I ask for it? That's what she's saying. She's saying, look, we called for you, and if you'd have been here, he wouldn't be dead. And I know that God will do anything you ask him, so ask him now, and let's get this thing over with. Come on, help me out. Here's what she's doing. You can ask God right now, and he'll do it. Jesus doesn't say, yeah, I know that, but I've got a purpose in mind. He just said, your brother's going to rise again. Well, she didn't know it was going to be within the next few minutes. Strange, isn't it? I want you to notice, let's go back to verse 20 just a minute. Notice the colon at that verse. See the colon in there? Now notice following the colon. But Mary sat still in the house. I ask you a question. How much patience do you have? How much patience do you have? When life's falling apart on you, can you sit still? When God's not answering the way you think, can you sit still? Are you listening to me? See, there's more to the Bible than the fundamentals. Mary sat still in the house. Moses said to the people, enemy come in one direction, Red Sea in the other direction, desert in the other direction, nowhere to run. He said, stand and see the salvation, Lord. Won't do you any good to holler now. Won't do you any good to get out your big stick and go beat Pharaoh. That's what we do sometimes. We get out the big old stick and we'll beat the devil to death. We'll go ahead. That ain't going to help the situation. You're not going to kill him anyway. Can you sit still? The Bible says that Naomi told Ruth, sit still until you see what he, speaking of Boaz, does. Sit still. Sit still. Isn't that hard to do? Haven't you ever said to your kids, just sit still? And they just wiggle a toe or something. Why? They can't sit still. And sometimes as a Christian, the hardest thing for you to do when life is just doing everything, but what you want to do is just sit still. You want to get up, take it by the handle, and do something with it. But you know what the psalmist said? The psalmist said that God said, be still and know that I am God. See, sometimes you get so busy that you really don't know who he is. Mary just sat still in the house. I'm going to show you the difference. I want to show you something here. I want you to see this. Look at verse 28. When she had so said, she went her way and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, the master is come and calleth for thee. Now, we don't get any reading anywhere where Jesus said, go get Mary. But apparently he must have. Right? Because it says that she said he did it. secretly. Nobody else hears it. It's not like, hey, Mary! Secretly. Verse 28. The master's come and calleth for thee. And as soon as she heard that, she arose. Verse 29. And as soon as she heard that, she arose. How? When he calls, you know what you better do? Huh? When Jesus wants to talk to you, don't say to him, I'll be there in 2 days. He has the right to wait 2 days. You better not. Don't you ever tell him, you know what you did to me? Tell you what I'm going to do to you. Oh, yeah, right. You're going to beat him up, right? Anybody in this room think that there's anything you can do to God to hurt him? No, but I'm going to tell you something I've heard Christians say. So, well, if that's the way God's going to be, I'm not going to church anymore. I'm not even going to read my Bible. Now, you know what? That really hurts him. It does, but not in the way you think. In the long run, you end up getting hurt anyway. So the Bible says she got up quickly. She went to the place, verse 30, where Martha had met him. And when she gets there, watch what she does. Now watch. Verse 31, watch what she does. The Jews then, which were with her in the house, comfort her. When they saw Mary, that she arose apace, they went out and followed her, saying, she goeth to the grave to weep there. Look what happened when she moved. Follow me. Look what happened when she moved. Other people were affected by it to the point of weeping. Martha had no influence also ever on anybody around her. Why? She was always running her mouth. Everything was always this way. Everything was always that way. I'm going to tell you what. If that's the way it's going to be, right? I'm going to tell you what. Would you tell Mary to come and help me? I'm working myself to death out here and the dishwasher's broke down. I just can't get all this done, Lord. And he said, Martha, Martha. You're troubled about a lot of things and they're not worth what you're troubling about here. Sit down and behave. Come on. You're Mary. Mary has chosen a better part. Where was she at? She was sitting at Jesus' feet. And you know where you find Lazarus in chapter 12 of John? Sitting at Jesus' feet. And the problem of it is that sometimes when things come along, we won't sit down and be quiet long enough to hear what God's got to say about the situation. We're running around stirring up everything we can stir up. And the only effect we have on everybody around us is they go, here they come, get out of here. Amen. Mary's effect was that people went with her and they began to weep. Wow. But notice this. Verse 32, then Mary was come where Jesus was. She saw him and she grabbed him and said, look here, buddy, I'm sick and tired of you messing with my family. No, 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 no. She fell down at his feet. Those feet that she had washed with her hair. That body that she anointed. She fell down. Martha says, if you could have been here, my brother had not died. She falls down at his feet. And she begins to weep. And she says, Lord, if you had been here, my brother had not died. Very words her sister used. The very words her sister used. But I want you to notice something. And when Jesus therefore saw her weeping and the Jews weeping, which came with her, he groaned in spirit and was troubled. And verse 35 says, Jesus wept. You know why you and I can't often get a hold of the heart of God? Because we're standing up pointing in his face, telling him what he should have done. And he gives us the Bible drill, and we answer all the questions right, but miss the whole point. And Mary's sitting back at the house, waiting. And Jesus says to Martha, would you tell Mary I want to see her? He knew. He knew. She went back. And rather than walking the house and making a big deal, she just walked over to Mercy. Jesus wants to see you. And when she got up, everybody else said, she's going down to weep for her brother. Let's go with her. The difference was she got a hold of the heart of God. When he looked around and saw tears flowing out of the eyes of those around him and Mary, he couldn't handle that. He can handle your finger in his face. He can handle the threats you make against him. He can handle all the talk about what you should have done, what this should have done, that person should have done this, and that person should have done. You know what he can't handle? He can't handle somebody falling at his feet, weeping. Humble yourself before God, and he will exalt you in due time. Why don't you wait till he wants to talk to you rather than you going all the time and telling him what? And when you get there, don't tell him what he could have done first. Just fall down at his feet, would you? Just get at his face and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I know I don't deserve anything. I know everything that's happened should happen to me, and I'm sorry. If you just help me, Lord, Lord, say, okay. When he begins to see the reaction of your heart, it'll bother his. Why did this happen? For the glory of God. He says, where'd you lay him? Take me there. And they took him there. Martha says, you can't do that. It'll smell. It's going to get bad. Lazarus, come forth. Father, how often we have thrown tomatoes at you, so to speak, when we should have just been sitting still and waiting for God to work. Lord, maybe our pride's too strong today. Maybe we're afraid to admit that that we're wrong. Maybe we're afraid to admit we've made some failures. Maybe we're afraid to admit that the troubles of our life are often not as serious as we make them, but we spend all of our time dealing with them and forgetting that the God of this universe wants to do something in our life, and sometimes he has to bring us to a point of being bankrupt before he can do it. Sometimes he has to bring us to a point of seeing him instead of seeing ourselves. I don't know what the needs might be today, Lord, but I know this. I have a God capable of meeting any need, supplying in any way. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for caring about Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. I know that, Lord, it's easy to pick on Martha, but Lord, probably most of us are more like her than we are like Mary.
Thank you for listening to the Bible Baptist Hour. It is our prayer that our message today will be helpful to your growth as a saved person. If you are not saved, you can be saved today by asking Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins. Let us know you listen by writing to the Bible Baptist Hour, 3338 Main Street, Lupton, Michigan, 48635. Join us again next week for a new message.